Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, do you drink juice because you think it's good for you? It does add vitamins, but maybe if you're not a label reader, then you might be confused as to some of the juices that you're drinking that maybe only have 5% real juice and the rest is flavored water, high fructose corn syrup. My guest is Catherine Talmadge. She's a registered dietitian and author of the book Diet Simple. So let's talk about juice. You know, there's a whole movement of juicing. So we're not getting to that just yet, Catherine. Let's talk about the juices that you might see on the market first. Which ones are a little deceiving and we might think they're good for us and they're really not?
Anything that says fruit beverage, fruit drink, it's not 100% fruit juice. And it's so important that you look at the ingredient list, not just the nutrition facts panel that gives you calories, but look at the ingredients. And often with these juices, you will see water as the first ingredient or sugar as the first or second ingredient, and that means it's not 100% fruit juice.
Okay, so recently Pepsi had to drop their all-natural label on their naked fruit juices. So,
oh, that's very interesting. That's good news.
Yes, so they had to do that, and so now that they can't claim they're natural and non-GMO, and since they were made with GMO ingredients as well as unnatural and synthetic items, so people look at the labels, maybe or maybe not, we're always, you know, not always totally deceived, but when we talk about some of the juices that people see all the time, how about, let's start with cranberry juice. Cranberries are excellent for us, yet cranberry juice cocktail, cran apple, cranberry, all the different crayons. How are those for us?
Well, cranberry juice is mainly sugar. So, and that's because cranberries are so tart and bitter naturally. To make cranberry juice, they add a lot of either sugar or artificial sweetener. But cranberries are so darn good for you. What I recommend people do is eat dried cranberries, just a couple tablespoons in your cereal in the mornings, helps reduce urinary tract infections, ear infections for children, and packs a huge nutritional punch.
Okay, those are such really great ideas because cranberries are important for our urinary tract infections. Now, what about pomegranate juice? You know, that's big in the media today, too. It's real in and hip. It's 100% pomegranate. It's very expensive. And then there are the pomegranate mixes.
Well, I would recommend the most important thing to do is to look at the ingredient list. And what you're looking for is just pomegranate juice. You don't want any sugar. You don't want any water or any other ingredients in your juice. It should just say juice of pomegranate, period. And that way you know that's what you're getting, just pure pomegranate, which is loaded with nutrients also.
Now, what about lemonade? You know, when you make it yourself, you know you're putting in lemons and water and some sugar. And really good old-fashioned, but the stuff on the market today, I don't even know if it has one lemon in it.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't recommend buying lemon juice in any bottle. I wouldn't recommend getting it in any restaurant. Lemonade, because lemons are sour, lemonade, just like cranberry juice, has a lot of sugar added, and the kinds in the bottles are probably using high fructose corn syrup, which we all want to avoid as much as possible.
Yes, we certainly do. So, I mean, you can always add lemon to your water. You can add lemon to various other drinks to get your lemon, to get your citric acid in there, you know. Now, what about some of the juice imposters out there? Things that maybe parents think that they're buying, things that people think they're giving their kids, you know. I mean, you look at the Welch's and the berry mixes and the Capri Sun and all of these kinds of things.
Well, you know, I'm always amazed when I see mothers buying a fruit beverage where it says fruit drink or fruit punch or fruit beverage on the label, because it's really just basically water and sugar with a little fruit flavoring. Also, when I've noticed a lot of times when I see something called mango juice or strawberry juice and look at the label, the first ingredient is apple juice. And that's because apple juice is very sweet and it's cheap. If you want apple juice, buy those juices. But if you really want mango juice, you may have to make your own or buy a mango, because most of those juices are mainly apple juice.
Well, that's true. You know, you notice apple juice in just about everything as a sort of a sweetener. Now, what about making your own juices? Are you an advocate for someone who wants to make their own juices, your own apple juice, a mixture of apple, kiwi, strawberry, whatever? Some people say it's too much of a pain.
Yes, absolutely. As long as you stick to no more than 8 ounces per day, and there are reasons for that.
Okay.
Okay, and that is, I save my juice to 4 or 8 ounces in the morning because while it packs a nutritional punch, it also puts on pounds and fat.
Okay.
And that's because liquid calories in just about any form, whether alcohol, juices, or sodas, are stealthy. And scientific evidence shows that liquids, while they count as calories, our bodies don't detect them the same way they would if we were eating solid food. So when we eat calories in the form of solid food, we naturally compensate by reducing the rest of our meal or day's food intake. But when we drink liquid calories, whether it's a juice or juice drink or anything like that, studies show people don't compensate for them by eating fewer calories, and therefore they naturally eat more calories, which is why studies of people who drink too much juice or juice drinks find that they eat more calories per day and are heavier than people who don't and are more likely to have diabetes.
Okay, now what about vegetable juices? Because, you know, V8, while wonderful for Bloody Marys, may not be the very best for us. Is it really the vegetables? We've been talking a lot about fruit juices, but what about tomato juice? What about, you know, vegetable juice? Are those really what we think they are?
Well, you know, again, look at the label. Some of those so-called vegetable juices are also mainly water and vegetable concentrate. Now, vegetable concentrate or things like that aren't necessarily bad by definition, but if you want 100% vegetable juice, you'll have to look at the ingredient list. Like, I love carrot juice. It's so sweet. It's so delicious. It's so full of nutrients, and it's very low calorie. That's an advantage of vegetable juices, is they're extremely low calorie. But again, the key is to look at the ingredient list and make sure carrot juice is just carrots.
Yes, well, so you have to really, the secret is definitely to look at the labels, because many juice drinks contain more sugar because of the artificial sugars added in or the other juices that add in more sugar. Wrap it up for us, Catherine, if you would, about juices, drinking the best and the worst for us.
Well, juices, it's important to stick with no more than 4 or 8 ounces a day. If it's a fruit juice, if it's a vegetable juice, you can have more. Make your own. By mixing vegetables and fruits, and you have a lower calorie snack. It's important that, okay, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's great. Those are great wrap-up important tips. And so just remember that you want to look at the label. You want to look for the fact that juice does not have fiber. If you want the vegetable juice, the fruit juice, eat the fruit. Eat the vegetable. If you make your own with the Vitamix, you're getting both the fruit and the fiber and the juice. That's kind of a neat way. Try your own juices, but be sure and read the label. Look for words like high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and artificial flavors to sweeten that drink up. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Have a great day and stay well.